The great Rosh Hashiva of Gush, the son-in-law of Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, was Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. And Rav Aaron once remarked that if he had to be stranded alone on a desert island with only one sefer with him, he would want the Ramban al HaTorah. That he felt that the Ramban's Hashkafa molds and guides and teaches us how to think and how to interact in our world. So, with that introduction, I think it's worthwhile to discuss one of the most famous Rambans. This is like one of the top 10 Rambans. You go to a party and everybody's talking about this Ramban. It's found at the end of this week's Parsha, Parsha's Bo, but related a little bit to this week and to next week's Parsha, Parsha's Beshalach as well. So the Ramban writes, very, very end, the last Ramban, he says, again, discussing the context of all the makos and all of the nisim that had happened in this week's parsha, says the Ramban, "Umin hanisim hagadol hafursamim, from these great and public open miracles, adamoide benisim hanistarim, a person can come to realize the hidden miracles." Because if you think about it, the fact that the sun rises every single day is no less of a miracle than when the sun decides to stand still. The fact that it just happens with a frequency of occurrence doesn't make it any less miraculous. Says the Ramban, Shehem Yisod HaTorah Kula. This is the foundation of the entire Torah. She'ein la'odam chelik b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. A person has no portion in the Torah of Moshe. Ad she'na'amin, a person, until they believe, b'chol devareinu amigroinu shekulam nisim. That everything that happens to us in this world is a nes. Ve'ein b'hem teva u'minhago shel oilam. There's no nature. This isn't just, you know, the way the world happens to be. It's not mikra. It's not happenstance. The last line says the Ramban, bein b'rabim, bein b'yochid. Whether this is for an individual or whether this is for the nation. Everything that happens in this world is a miracle. And the Ramban continues and explains that when a person realizes that, they'll come to appreciate the hashkacha protest that happens in their own life. So Elimelech Biderman Shlita, famous mashpia in Lulav, was talking about this Ramban, and he connected it to a comment of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer is discussing a little about Kriyas Yamsuf, and he gives a mashal to understand what was so remarkable about the Kriyas Yamsuf. And the story he tells about a person who is a beautiful artist. And he decided he wanted to show how talented he was, so he painted a mural, a picture of a horse. And he put it up in the town square. And this horse was so realistic. It was so magnificent, so detailed, that people were just walking by it all day long, and they didn't even realize that this isn't a real horse. They thought it was so good. So the artist was upset, because everyone was going around walking by. They weren't appreciating the greatness, the godless, the talent of this artist. So he decided he's going to do something that's going to cause people to pay attention to what is happening. So the next day, he takes a little of a knife, and in the canvas, he makes a small little slit. He cuts the canvas where the horse was there, so you can tell now it's like almost two pieces, so to speak. And then the next day, when people were in the marketplace looking at this, they stopped and, oh my goodness, look at this. This isn't a real horse. This is a painting. This is amazing. What caused people to stop and appreciate the greatness of the artist? Only the fact that there was a slit, there was a cut, there was a breaking, or in the words of the Chasam Sofer, there was a Kriyas Yamsuf. It took HaKadosh Baruch Hu to split the ocean, to split the sea in half, and people realized, oh my goodness, there is a Borei Olam. You know, sometimes you can imagine we go through this cardboard-like universe and we think that things are just happening and it's all a bunch of random events, and all of a sudden we get sort of like a peek behind the curtain and we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running the show. And I believe that's the deeper message behind the Ramban, the end of Parsha's Bo. When a person stops and realizes that every single thing that's happening in their life is a miracle, then they come to a greater appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rev Pinchas Friedman Shlita, the Dayan and Bells, his beautiful Sefer Shvili Pinchas writes on Purim that that's the idea as well. That a person thinks about in their own life every step, how did I get to where I am today? Think about one event that led to another event, that led to this person, and that, et cetera. You can think about it, and you'll see miracles upon miracles, and everyone could write their own Megillah. So we take these lessons of the Ramban, of the Chasam Sofer, and we understand how Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, and that creates in us a greater emunah in bitochen of Kadosh Baruch Hu and his Hashkacha Pratis. Wishing everybody a wonderful week and a wonderful Shabbos.